Listening Library presents I'm Still Scared by Tommy DiPaola. Read for you by Jim Frangione. For all those who also remember the terrifying weeks right after December 7th, 1941. On Sunday, December 7, 1941, the Japanese attacked and destroyed the United States Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands. It was a surprise attack. Chapter 1. Sunday night, December 7, 1941. Very late. Dear Diary, I am writing this under the covers. I am still awake because today was so scary. Mom said that things will never be the same. I wonder if she is right. YBFITW. Tommy. Tommy! Buddy! Mom called. Get up and get dressed. We have to go to church. Hurry now. Buddy, my older brother, and I got out of bed, washed up, and got dressed. It was Monday, but we had to go to church. It was a holy day. That means that if you're Catholic, like we are, you have to go to church just like on Sunday. Come on, boys, Dad said. We have to drop off your baby sister Maureen at the Purcells before going to St. Joseph's. The Purcells lived up at the end of Fairmount Avenue. They had a little boy named Jimmy who was just about the same age as Maureen. The Purcells weren't Catholics, so Mrs. Purcell would watch Maureen while we were at church. Almost more people were in church than there had been on Sunday. Father O'Connell came down to the altar rail. He was the youngest priest at St. Joseph's in Meriden, Connecticut, where we live. We will start off this morning by saying the prayer for peace, he said. You will find a copy of the prayer in your pews. Usually, the Mass is full of music and candles and smells and bells and quiet. This morning, I heard lots of sniffling, like ladies crying and men clearing their throats. I never heard that before. The Sisters of Mercy, who taught at St. Joseph's School, were sitting at the front with all the school children. Buddy and I went to King Street Public School, so we sat with Mom and Dad. I saw one of the sisters pull a white handkerchief out of her sleeve and put it to her eyes. It was like a big flash of lightning because, except for the white stuff around their faces, the sisters were always dressed in long black dresses and black veils. Mom, Dad, and Buddy went up to the altar for Holy Communion. I sat quietly in the pew. I hadn't made my first communion yet. They came back and knelt down for a little while. Then Mom whispered, "Okay, boys, we have to go now or you'll be late for school." Because no one had had breakfast, we went into the drugstore across from the church. They had a soda fountain. "We don't have time to go all the way home," Mom said, "so we'll have a quick breakfast here. It will be a treat." I had a glass of chocolate milk and a donut. "From the Vienna Bakery downtown," the lady told me. I had never had a chocolate milk and a donut from the Vienna Bakery for breakfast before. "I need the car, boys, so your mother is going to walk you to school," Dad told us. We said goodbye to Dad and started down Lindsley Avenue toward Hanover Street with Mom. "We'll take the walkway through the cemetery," Mom said. "It comes out on Orange Street, right before King Street." While we were walking, I saw people standing around, talking quietly. "What are all those people doing?" I asked. "Oh, just going to work," Mom said. It didn't look that way to me. Mom left Buddy and me at the corner of Orange and King Streets. That's where the school was. "I'm going to take the bus home. Be good boys," Mom said, kissing us. When Buddy and I got to school, I saw the two teachers who were on duty in the upper schoolyard with the two teachers from the lower schoolyard. They were talking in low voices. I couldn't hear what they were saying. The older kids were talking in groups too, Buddy went over to his sixth grade friends. I looked around. There was my best friend, Jeannie. "What's everyone talking about?" I asked her. "I guess it's all about the attack on Pearl Harbor yesterday," Jeannie said. "My mom said that things will never be the same," I told Jeannie. "My father and Mr. Conroy were talking this morning about how there will probably be a war," Jeannie said. "They didn't know I heard them." "My Uncle Charles said the same thing yesterday," I said. "He and his girlfriend Viva, his best friend Mickey Lynch, and my grandparents Tom and Nana came up to our house. I heard Mom on the phone saying that we need to be together." "I don't know why nobody will tell us anything," Jeannie said. "Buddy said that we're just kids," I said. "He may be older, but he's just a kid too," I added. Then the school bell rang. Chapter 2. It was time to go in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?